Okay, we live there. All right, we are blocked.
Can't touch this. Yeah. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
All right.
Can't touch this.
All right, here we go. Now, let me see if we can get you hooked up now, okay? All right. All right, let's try. See, I want you to be able to, I need you to be a co-host. Oh, here we go. Let's see, let me do this right here. Invite co-host. Send invitation. Give me your email real quick.
Michelle.
Yeah.
S. Lynn.
W. I'm sorry, W. What?
W. N.
All right.
Bark is spelled with a T.
Okay, I couldn't get that. I couldn't get those numbers after Ann, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let me see if I got it down somewhere. Okay, that's S N G L W N G, right?
Embarkmail.com. Embark is spelled E-M-B-A-R-T.
E-M-B-A-R-Q?
Yes. M-A-R-L.com.
E-M-B-A-R-Q. What's the rest of it?
M-A-R-L.com.
All right, check your email, and then there's a link coming for you to click on, okay?
Okay, so very quickly, I'm going to put that right here online. I'll be right with you. Let me check it real quick,
please. Again, whoever's on with us, y'all just hang with us for a few minutes. We're trying to get all this thing where we can do simulcast. Because we got a guest coming on, and he is not visually ready yet. The great Ken Hofer. If you know anything about Ken Hofer, he just got away from the tin can, as far as telephone and everything. So we're waiting on him to, and we had to do it this way. And he's going to be coming through radio via to the. Live, but the only thing you'll get is an audio on him. So that email come through yet?
The email came through.
Okay.
Click
on
it. There's going to be a link.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, I'm trying to look for it. It's reporting cannot connect to our Wi-Fi system. Use a phone to dial, and you're talking about the dial, but it doesn't give me a link, it just gives me a number to dial.
Okay, what number is that?
Here's the number it's given me, 516-418-5610.
Okay, dial that.
Okay, I will do that.
And we do have Ken on. I got to bring him on in a minute.
516-418-5610.
Block Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
So that's all I need, right?
Yeah, that's all you need right now.
All right, I got you on too, right?
Okay, let's see if I can bring Kendo.
I turned the speaker off on the
Karen.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Ken.
Yes, I'm here.
Ken?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Okay, here you go. Let's see if I can bring John on. This is Leonard. Let's see if I can get John on.
I'm here, Leonard. Ken Hofer. Leonard. Ken Hofer.
Yeah, I got you, Ken. John, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Good. Good.
Can you hear Ken?
I can. All right, good. All right. Well, John, why don't you go ahead and take, since you and John are, well, let me introduce Ken. Ken is, I tell you what, you know Ken better than I do, John. So why don't you introduce him to everybody?
I'm here. I wish I knew every single detail, but I can tell you he is one of the foremost minds of single wing football. I don't know if anyone's been any more successful any way you want to cut it in terms of championships, state championships, when producing coaches. His coaching tree is really long that goes out for number to keep him, all the good coaching he produced, all the great teams he had, and he's quite a celebrity, not just in the Upper Peninsula, but in the state of Michigan. The Menominee has long since been a single win team because Ken Hofer's done a great job of it. He's won, I know, at least three, if not four, state championships. Coach, correct me in a minute, but you've done an unbelievable job. You have all kinds of guys, all kinds of guys out there. Route now.
All right, that's great. Can you still hear us, Ken?
I'm still here.
Okay. Well, John just gave you a flattering introduction right there. Were you able to hear him? Go ahead, John. You got a question?
I know you are in any other program.
Ken, can you hear the question?
No, I can't. It's very garbled.
Okay, he couldn't hear the question, John. Let's see here. This is ask the question one more time. I think I got it. Here we go. Ask him again, John.
Okay, Coach Hofer.
Okay, this is not working out like I wanted to. Oh, man.
Well, then you relay the question to him. You go ahead and what I have. That is, I know that at least a similar time approach, and I want to know if you're consulting or helping with any of the other teams around me.
John wanted to know, Ken, if you are still active as far as consulting or helping some of the other guys out there, or have you gone into total retirement?
Well, what I'm doing now is more or less communicating with several coaches in the area who have put in a single wing in the past couple of years and are being very successful right now as a result of it, which is nice to know.
Now, you I know Barrow, you always pull on your coattail. How's that coming? Could you hear me, Dan?
Leonard, I can't pick it up. It's really too garbled. I don't know how we can make it any better, but it's, I have a tough time understanding what's going on.
Okay, we got it too. Tell you what, let me do this right here. John, you stay on.
All right, I'm on.
Okay, I'm gonna end the live broadcast right now. There we go. Now we can you hear John?
I can hear.
All right, Ken, can you hear me better now?
I can hear you, but I can't hear John.
Yeah, John. I was trying to get him as a co-host and everything, but that didn't work out. So John will relay questions to me, and then I'll ask him. Okay, how's that? Now, you how did what's his name, Barrow? How did Barrow do last night? You still can't hear me, can you?
What was it? What did he say?
Huh?
Ask him how Estevo did.
How did Festigo? What's his last name?
Jeff Bonner.
Yeah, how did Jeff do last night?
Jeff played Bondwell in Wisconsin last night and ended up being lucky by winning by a score of 28-26 for his second victory of the road and the second victory in his coaching career.
Wow. Did you hear that, John?
I most certainly did.
Yeah, that is great for him, man. He is a profile in how to be patient and wait your turn and everything, and when you and be able to take advantage of it. And I know you're very proud of him.
That he surely was, and it's taken him some time to get to where he wanted to be, but now that he's there, he's grabbed the bull by the horns and is really doing a very, very good job. He has an excellent tailback, which, of course, adds to success. So I anticipate that he may go very close to undefeated this year with the people that he has, and it's a tribute to all of us contribute to Jeff's background and help him along so that he can be a successful coach.
Oh, that's fantastic and everything. Now, do you have any other disciples out there who are coaching other than Jeff?
Right now, no.
Okay, so Jeff is the only one that you can. Do you go to his practices or whatever, or you just or to his games?
I've had people who have called me, and I've talked to them over the phone. And whatever information they got, they've probably used in some way or another. At least I hope so.
Yeah, I remember the times that we spent. I think the last time I saw you, we were in
about 100 years ago.
Yeah, I know. Was that in Colorado we saw each other the last time?
Well, I saw you in Colorado, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Out there with George Rankovich. How's George going, by the way?
Did you hear that, Don John?
I did.
He said he's doing fine. John said he's doing fine. And I talked
to him. Well, I'm glad to hear that because he was a very instrumental in many of the things that I was able to put into my offense as they went by through the years. And now Jeff running some of the same things. He called him Apache, and that's working very well for him.
Now, and Mark Bliss also gave him praise. You know, you helped him a lot. I talked to him last Sunday evening and everything. And Mark Bliss is a terrific coach,
and it's a shame that I haven't been able to keep in contact with him, but I know when we first met with Mark Bliss and Johnson from out there, we had some great conversations about football, and Mark Bliss is really, really an exceptionally coach. Exceptionally good coach.
He's an exceptional man, too. We just had a good time talking
about
him
last night.
He sure is.
Yeah. Now, when you decide to give it up, did you ever get back to the point where I missed it, or over the years did it just start dying out?
I gave it up in 2011. And when I look back now, I wished I hadn't. I was 77 at the time, but I found out as I left it, I missed it tremendously. And the thing I missed most was working with the young people and seeing them grow to be good football players and outstanding young people.
You said you were 77 when you shut it down?
That's right. I'm 83 now.
There's hope for me then.
There's always hope. There's always hope. If I could find a job somewhere, I would probably jump back in, but I don't think they want an old fogey out there waddling around.
Well, you know, I've always had this dream. We old dudes, you know, we old dudes, we need to get together and we need to form our own coaching staff. And we just need to go and show these young whippersnappers how to do it. What do you think about that?
I would love to have us all get together at another single wing symposium.
Well, the next time we have it, we're gonna make sure we get you down there, man. I don't know if you remember. Yeah, go ahead.
Greg,
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
I'm still here.
Yeah, I cut you off. I'm sorry about that. Now, go ahead.
If the opportunity comes that we have a single wing conference somewhere and it's not too far away, I would be glad to come and visit with all you old guys.
Yeah, it's a lot. Go ahead. Yeah.
Litter, telling you there is one in the winter up in Iowa, and I will get Doug Durr to send him information. Doug went through and it's an outstanding single lead thing they have there in Iowa. And they only have that thing in like February.
Okay, did you hear that, Ken?
Unfortunately, I did not. It would be nice if you just send some of that information to me. You have my address by chance?
I do not, but I can get it from you later on. I'll call you later on to get it. I want you to give your address because you out there. I won't give your address out there, you know, to the world. But I'll call you and get it to you.
Okay, well,
but,
that will be fine tonight.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you
very much you having me on, and I wish all of you single winners the best of luck in whatever you're doing now.
Well, Ken, thank you for being on, and I appreciate it, okay?
Thank you, Leonard. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Leonard. Appreciate it.
Okay, talk to you later.
Yep, bye.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. John, you there?
I'm here.
Well, that didn't go too good. Yeah, he's gone.
As soon as the news is telling you're going out there in Iowa, and I'll get Doug Kerr sent you all the info so you can get to him.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty quick thing. I know Jeff went to it last year, but there's one out there in Iowa, and I still remember Leonard, it's either January or February they had last year. I'm sure they'll have it again, which
okay. Here we go. We
got about 2 years in a row, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know if we're still live or what, but we can have a conversation among ourselves because I had to shut some things down because of the gobble and everything. I got to pay. I don't see any. Yeah. So let me. How did the scores go last night in your area?
The district team here, they won last night. They got 2 points. I mean, the school bigger than them, I live South Washington. The guy that I'm helping out down in Richlands, he put in our offense. He's had defensive struggles the first 2 weeks. He put up enough points. He just has
All right, so you've been going on there with him and working with him?
I went down, I spent time with him last winter, last spring.
Okay.
And then, back before the season started this year, and I was spending time mostly with the coaches, but I actually got to go on the field with Coach Dave back in July.
Yeah, I saw also, I need to bring him on to kind of give us an update, but I saw that Dilworth, Monty, yeah, he was in the county. He was ranked in the top 10. An article on. I don't know whether that was Broward County or the state. I don't know. I just glanced at it because I was doing something, but you know, looked like he's
top 10 in Broward County before the Broward County.
That's impressive right there. Their top 10 would probably be better than the ones in a lot of states. You know?
Oh, athletically, there is no question in my mind.
Yeah. But that's good. And tomorrow, what are you doing tomorrow afternoon?
Let's see, tomorrow afternoon, I depends on what time it is.
Okay, well, I'll be rolling from six to about, I got three guests tomorrow. I got Tennessee,
Brunson.
He'll be on. And then I got California, what's his name? Got two Californians on tomorrow. Hal's going to be on at 8:30.
That's fine.
Huh?
Bruce,
I'm sorry, and Bruce. Yeah, we got those guys coming on tomorrow. So if you want to join me tomorrow, and have a conversation with those guys.
Send me a link and I will.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, because I had some fun last week. I tell you, especially with Mark. I mean, that was. Yeah, that was a lot of fun with him. Did you see that link and everything?
I did.
Okay, yeah. I really had some fun with Mark and I'm just enjoying it. But you know what? This thing keeps me going. I don't know about you, but it keeps me going and keeps me involved and everything, you know, and keeps me from getting angry.
this week I haven't had as much time to think about being angry except about wishing I had more help to get things ready. With school starting and people moving, and then with my fields and all that work on uniform and equipment, I'm a little bit busy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me shut this down. We are talking, and I'm so live on the radio. Here we go. Got it. Okay, here we go. All right.